Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. At the age of 21, our guest, Chef Kelly Boyer, was diagnosed with late-stage terminal cancer. Throughout her long and difficult treatment, Kelly realized that nutrition provided the best pathway to improving and managing her overall health and wellness. Luckily, Kelly just celebrated her 50th birthday and is the executive chef, founder, and CEO of Paleta. It's an innovative farm-to-table food delivery company that aims to introduce the world to healthier lifestyles. Kelly, welcome to the show. And how did you overcome the odds and survive and thrive like you are now?
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Erica. You know,
there
are so many approaches that people can take when they're ill. And I think for me and my family, you know, I was 21 years old. I had just graduated from college. And was given a pretty bleak diagnosis, obviously. The doctor said, you have a year to live. All we can really do is make you comfortable. And we went, oh, well, we don't really think that's a good idea. We don't like that plan. So it was then that we kind of figured out, no, like, we really need to take charge of this. Put all of our energies into figuring out, not just going down the route of traditional Western medicine, but really looking at all approaches. Well, you know, my father sent my slides all over the planet trying to come up with different Western, you know, practices and treatments. And we did that. We did the chemotherapy. We did the surgery. But my mom really looked at a more holistic approach, which was, you know, through meditation, through nutrition, through homeopathic therapies, through spirituality. And that approach really, to quote you, really rewired my ethos for life, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that age, at 21 years old, you know, when you're feeling hopeless or doubtful or you know, you're just beginning your life, how did you get through that? Was it the support of your family? Were you educating yourself and reading up on things? Were you, you know, reaching out to specialists?
Yeah.
All the above.
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, it was, again, like talking to every doctor, you know, on the planet that, you know, it was a very rare form. So our research was challenging to begin with because it was difficult to diagnose. Everyone who had something similar to the type of cancer I had, it all died. So it was just, you know, there was a lot of, well, we're so sorry, there's not much we can do. But we got we owned it. We took control of it. You know, my parents, and I have a big extended family, so friends, family, everyone got involved. And it was through a ton of love, a ton of support, and a lot of self-education. You know, it wasn't just, okay, I'm going to go to the hospital and do what they tell me to do. We're like, oh, no, we're going to go try this and this and this. And it was through that I really, you know, kind of thread that through the fabric of my life and pretty much everything I do. I really just don't look at things at face value. You go, okay, you can gather all this information. And just like in your book, Rewired, one of the things that I found so motivating about it is that it's powerful because it gives you some control and power where you may think you don't have any. And you do. You know, you actually have the ability to make choices that can change the direction of your life in so many different ways, whether it is your food or exercise or reading or educating in all of those ways. So for us, it was about getting really involved, really learning about what we could do ourselves. Not just following a prescription. That, by the way, never worked for anybody else. So it just didn't even make sense, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love what you say, that to empower yourself is to understand that we could choose, literally choose all of our actions. We can choose how we approach things. We could reframe our thoughts. We can we could create and have an individualized path to recovery, whether that's recovering from a disease, recovering from alcoholism, recovering from abuse, whatever that is today, in the now, we can, you know, start choosing and empowering and educating. And it sounds like, you know, you just literally just became much more informed and much more in touch with who you were. And I'm sure it plays a big role in your life now. How does gratitude, you know, because I talk about gratitude in my book Rewired, and I talk about this a lot with my clients. How has gratitude played a role in your life, you know, now and then?
You know, it it really changes everything. I mean, I get emotional when I hear that word a lot, because I feel so grateful, not just for the second chance I had, but how I've been able to take advantage of that. You know, there's a gratitude toward all of the people around me. I mean, mm-hmm. you go through something like that at 21, you experience more love than most people will ever get in a lifetime, in a very short amount of time, because people think you're not going to be around, and you think you're not going to be around. So it was just this explosive emotional, you know, openness that really never changed throughout my life. I mean, I'm human. I get crabby, and I get mean, and I'm impatient, of course. but the gratitude element, it makes me realize that it's about, I have to give back as well. I mean, I can't just be grateful and sit back and go, oh, yay, you know, this is all great, yay for me. It's like, how do I live a life where I can give that back? And that's really what I've tried to do in my business. You know, there are a lot of ways to make money, and a lot of easier ways to make money. But what I find most rewarding is, how can I really change the lives of my clients? My way is through nutrition and food and an awareness of your body and self. That's my path. And when I get, and I get even more gratitude when I hear from my clients who they've gone off maybe their cholesterol medication that they've been on for the last 30 years because they've learned to eat, you know, the right kinds of foods and the right kinds of portions. Like, that feels amazing to hear that. And I work with a lot of cancer patients. I've been down that path. So I know I understand their unique challenges and their unique nutritional needs, and to be able to work with them and help them navigate through that, all the difficulty, surgeries and chemotherapies and treatments and fear. I mean, it's just wonderful. I can't imagine not having this throughout my life. And I'm not sure I had that so much before. Not that I was spoiled necessarily, but I had a lot of things. You know, I was raised, my parents took really good care of me. And it was through all of this experience that made me go, oh my gosh, there's so much more rewarding to be grateful and give back. It really, really is. It's not just, it can sound a little cheesy, but it really isn't. It just drives pretty much everything I do. And luckily I was able to make a business out of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's so touching. Your story is so touching, but your strength is more than anything inspiring. You know, your strength to rise above all of this. And then, and to help others. And because you walk this path and you can help them, basically, you know, they could walk with you on it, and you can help them overcome their fears, their anxieties, their worries, their hopelessness, and show them that there's a way. And also, I think what's great is, what you say about just introducing the nutritional value of how, you know, food can change the way, our body heals.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, how the body heals, how you actually feel about things. It's exciting to me because, you know, it's a part of your book as well. There's so much research now. This is not just hocus pocus anymore. This is science. Yeah. You know, science tells you that your emotions are influenced by your food choices. So doesn't it make sense that it's going to work? It could work the other way around. You know, we know that, like, sweet, fatty foods that are low in protein can help you alleviate stress. But we also know that too much or too little food and unhealthy foods can actually negatively affect your moods. So that's just, you know, this is like on a mood level. Think about what it does physiologically.
Oh, absolutely. An adequate amount of food and balanced diet, all of that is so important. So I would love for our audience to know where they can find you and where they could begin to check out Paletta as well. Can you give them your website?
Absolutely. You can find us at www.paletta.com. It's Paleta. And that really means, the definition is really about the art of food and the palate, the taste buds of your mouth.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly, so much for sharing your incredible story and your resilience. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.